Essays 3, Tablet 1, Bath. It is recommended that a full bath be taken at least every other day. The full bath consists of washing the whole body with some cleansing material. It is also recommended not to use very hot water in taking a bath. The best position to take the bath is in the sitting position in the water, or on the heels, squatting while taking a shower. This allows a great absorption of prana and minerals in the water. That is why a great feeling of restfulness prevails after this kind of bathing, in contrast to taking a bath standing under a running shower. It is also recommended to ideate on the bath, ideation before, during, and after the bath, which brings the mind to the higher thoughts and reminds the person of the goal of life. Bath ideation before and during bathing. 1. I wash myself with water, which is the symbol of purity. 2. Not only do I wash my body with this water, but also I will ideate that this is an act of baptism and I will be free from my previous bad habits. 3. This water also will wash away my fears, unnecessary desires and attachments. I will only be attached to God. 4. Only then will I be free, pure, and clean enough to stand in front of the Father, the ancestors of humanity, and the sages in the past, and pay my salutations to them. This ideation can be repeated and contemplated before and during the bath. Bath ideation after bathing. Repeated 3 times. 1. My reverent salutations to the ancestors of humanity. 2. My reverent salutations to all the sages and messengers. 3. They were all in the path of becoming pure consciousness. 4. I am one with them in spirit. 5. Therefore, it is the goal of my life to become pure consciousness and help the whole universe to become the same. 6. Third time only. The act of offering, the heat which was used to offer, and the one who offers are all he. Salam. It is recommended that the bath ideation after bathing be done with the proper gestures, mudras, in front of the sun or a white light, while the body is still wet and dripping. The water on the body will absorb the light, and because each drop is like a convex lens, it will concentrate the energy of light to the body. Circumcision. It is a law that the male should be circumcised. It is an act of cleanliness and a sign of obedience to the Lord. This will cause the male organ to cool off faster and also prevents the accumulation of germs and dirt underneath the foreskin, therefore preventing many diseases. Also, there will be acceleration of mental development, less unwanted sexual stimulation, and many other benefits. The circumcision is best done when the person is very young or even in the early days of birth. But if the male is too old to be circumcised, the foreskin should be pulled back and cleaned regularly. Clothing. Clothes should be decent and modest in appearance, and according to the situation, in such a way that an upright mind would not object. It is better for men and women to wear distinct clothing. Cooling of the body. Too much heat in the body creates lethargy and is responsible for many diseases. Therefore, it is recommended to keep the body as cool as possible. The best way to do this is by washing with cool water the entire body or those places which create heat. Half bath is similar to the tradition which in Bible is called to wash the feet, and water to wash his feet and the man's feet that were with him. Genesis 24, verse 32. Or in the New Testament as wash thy face. Matthew 6, verse 17. And in Islam as washing before prayer. Wuzu. The half bath cools the centers which create heat, the nervous system, and consequently the spinal cord and the energy centers, chakras. It releases the body from the burden of doing this itself. Therefore, the energy, prana, of the body can be used for other functions in the body. With this, a healthier body will be gained. A half bath is recommended to be performed before meditation, eating, and sleeping. Cool water should be poured over the genital area first. This will cool off the second and first chakras, energy centers, and also the lower part of the spinal cord. Then the knees to the toes are cooled with water, or at least the feet. This cools off the endings of many nerves in the feet and also the nerves which come from the spinal cord to the legs and that part of the spinal cord from which these nerves arise. Then water is poured over the elbows down to cool the lower part of the arms below the elbows. This will cool off the nerve endings in the hands and the upper part of the spinal cord. Next, cool water is taken into the mouth. While the water is kept in the mouth, water is splashed into the eyes. The eyes should stay open while water is being splashed into them. It is recommended to breathe in deeply through the nose before splashing the water to the face, and then exhale after each splash, and inhale again and splash the water. This will develop the habit of inhaling through the nostrils and deep breathing, and also helps to absorb more prana from the water splashed into the face and eyes. 7 to 15 times of splashing is recommended to cool off the eyes and the face. However, this number can be increased or decreased according to a person's desire. Then, water should be sucked in through the nostrils until it passes through the nose and comes out the mouth. This will help the whole nervous system in the face, the sinuses, and the glands in the brain to be cooled, therefore preventing many diseases and the common cold. Then the neck, back of the head, behind the ears, and if desired the hair can be cooled off with the water. When this half bath is completed, a feeling of freshness will prevail. The half bath is especially a blessing in hot climates and or in the summer. However, it can be taken even in the winter and causes the body to become accustomed to cool weather and therefore stay cool. 1/4 of the bath is the same as the half bath, but only the hands and face part is done. It is recommended when a quick cooling of the body is necessary or the situation does not allow a half bath. The hands are washed with cool water. Water is kept in the mouth, water is splashed into the eyes and face, and the neck and behind the ears are cooled off. Cool bath is recommended upon arising in the morning. The best way to take a cool full bath is to take a half bath, then after finishing it, also cool the navel area and the opposite side of the navel at the back. Then massage the surface of the body with wet hands, and while sitting on the heels, pour water from the crown of the head to run over the back of the spine down the body. Then one can pour cool water all over the body and wherever much heat is felt. It is a great disciplinary act and accustoms the body to withstand cold weather. It makes the body healthy, refreshed, and ready for meditation and the day. Cooling of the genital area is done by pouring cool water over the genital area after urination. This will squeeze the urethra, and the remaining urine will be drawn out. Also, it keeps this organ cool, prevents many diseases, and lowers the unwanted sexual stimulations. This act should become so habitual that the person does it without a second thought.